This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Pastor Paul, thank you for joining us here today on this Friday. And I say pastor, that's right, I'm the pastor of a local small Baptist church here in Merritt Island. Maybe you say, hey, wait a minute, I heard you say something bad about Baptists yesterday. Well, I call them the way that I see them. And there's so many scriptures in the Bible that talk about needing to be baptized. And we don't sweep that under the carpet. That's something I refuse to do as a pastor and a Bible teacher. And that is, I believe what the Bible says first over what a denomination says second. Be that as it may, I think that's the way it ought to be. Jesus said, all those who believe and are baptized will be saved. So, we need to be baptized. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent and let each of you be baptized. We left off the other day looking at my secret verse. Remember, kind of said it as a joke, because it's a verse that that Baptists and others want to run from. And that is Paul giving his testimony when Ananias said to him, what are you waiting for? Be baptized so that your sins may be blotted out. Now, I know and I teach and believe the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. It's the blood that obliterates your sin. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater and minimize the importance of baptism. Though, again, on the other hand, the Apostle Paul says, I thank God I haven't baptized any one of you, for Christ did not send me to baptize. Oh, what a conundrum we have. That's where we're at here in this sermon. I don't know if we'll get to the bottom of it. This I know, every Christian out there should be just like the Ethiopian eunuch that said to Philip, riding in the chariot, they said, look, he said, look, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized? Let's you and I go and do likewise. Here is the last part of this message, baptized into Christ. I invite you this weekend out to Island Community Church. Why don't you come on by, worship with us? We're in this great book of Galatians. We'll be in chapter 5 this weekend. We're going to have a baptism to start the service, and then we'll be in Galatians chapter 5, and the sermon is entitled Freedom in Christ.
God is always, and he's already, dealing with the person he puts on your heart. Just like this man here. He was already reading from Isaiah 53. Philip didn't know that. So, he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth. He probably chuckled first and said, thank you, God. Ah, thank you. Thank you. I wasn't like Jonah and went the other way. Opening his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached the Lord Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Interesting, is it not? Why would this man bring up the subject of baptism? How would this Ethiopian Gentile know about what accompanies belief in Jesus Christ? How did he know? Someone told him, right? I mean, this is part of the faith. Someone told him, maybe he was in town a couple weeks earlier and he heard, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. I'm telling you today, this is what the early church believed, and it's forgotten on us today. We have totally swept it under the water. Am I saying everyone needs to be baptized? Yes, because Jesus says it. We just don't talk about it really anymore. Just want you to see here where he heard this. He either was there, it never dawned on me that maybe he was there and heard Peter preaching this on the day of Pentecost. I don't know. This I know is part of the faith, and Philip probably told him that. Philip gives him one requirement the baptism has. Verse 37, Philip said, first three words, if you believe with all your heart, you may. So he answered and said, now this verse is not in most Bibles. It's been cut out of most Bibles. Verse 37. You'll notice if you have a new Bible, there is no verse 37 in your Bible because it's been taken out. If you have a King James or a New King James, you'll see it. Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the way we do baptisms here. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down in the water and he baptized him. Now follow me here. This here is the true meaning of baptism. It's the way we did it with Cheryl on the beach. It's the way we did it back here a couple weeks ago. It's found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Let me read it to you. Matthew 10, 32. The Lord Jesus says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father, which is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will deny before my Father, which is in heaven. When you are baptized, you publicly profess, like the Ethiopian did, that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's why I say, in my roundabout way, yeah, baptism does save you. If you're baptized in this church, it'll save you. Because you're going to get up here and raise your hand and say, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's my Lord. Demons believe and shudder. But not only do you believe, but he's your Lord. So yes, that will save you. It will save you. You already got it in your heart, though. Being dunked in the water can't save you. Like the old saying, any more than sleeping in a garage will make you a car. Baptism won't save you either if you don't believe. Giving money won't save you if you don't believe. No one can pray you out of hell. That ain't happening. I don't care how much money someone else has. You can't be prayed out of hell. Hell is prepared for the devil and his angels. To be baptized is to be associated with something. How about this verse here? Let me say that again. To be baptized means to be associated with something. Listen to this. The Lord Jesus speaking. This is when James and John said, teacher, do for us whatever we want. We want to sit on your right hand and on your left up in heaven. Jesus said, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, yeah, we're able. So Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink the cup that I drink And with the baptism that I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it's for those to whom it has been prepared. So you see, that means to be associated with something, right? It's another meaning of this word, baptism. And with the preposition eis, it means baptized into something. Romans 6:3, do you not know as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? All right, now, armed with the truth, fully prepared, let's proceed in our study here in Galatians with a wonderful understanding of what baptism means. And why baptism, and why should I get baptized? Okay. Also, baptism is the New Testament equivalent of circumcision in the old. Okay, let me say that again. Baptism is the New Testament equivalent of circumcision of the old. You're commanded to be baptized. You were baptized into Christ, into the family of God. Galatians 3:27. And I'm not going to finish this today. Okay, Galatians 3:27. It says, as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What an incredible statement that is. Heirs of God. You know, I'll leave you with this verse here. And that is here in chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. If you are Christ, you're Abraham's seed according to the promise. Now I say that an heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he's master at all. But he's under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those that were under the law, so that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, and I leave you with this verse today, therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then you're an heir of God through Jesus Christ. Imagine that. Who do you want to be an heir of? I mean, your Uncle Harry, who hid his will in a wall somewhere? Aunt Josephine, who left you the family toaster? Or an heir of Almighty God? And where do you want to be found? There's no better place to be found than in Christ. You can be found in trouble. You can be found in dire straits. You can be found in a state of disrepair. You could be found in hell. You might be found in hell. Or you can be found in Christ. Where do you want to be found? And look at this transaction again. That you and I and all of us who have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ are heirs of God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.